Welcome to day 48. We are up to Perakei Mishnah, and today we're going to learn the last two Mishnayos that focus on the mitzvah of leket. A brief reminder before we begin this Mishnah, and that's a halacha that we've seen a few times, that leket, shilcha, and peah, all of the matnos aniyim, the gifts to the poor that come from the field, are exempt from tithes. So says the Mishnah, Hamachlif imaaniyim. Imagine there's a field owner, a farmer, that swaps produce with aniyim. The farmer gives of his or her produce to the aniyim, and the aniyim give leket, shicha, or peah that they collected from the field, gives that to the farmer. And for whatever reason, they wanted to make that trade. So says the Mishnah, bishalo pater, that which the farmer acquires is exempt from trumos and maestros, exempt from tithes, because again, it's like a chicha and peya, that is always exempt from tithes. Uvishel aniyim chayev, that which he's giving to the aniyim of his own produce, which is always obligated in tithes, that is required. Tithes do need to be separated from that. And because we always want to make sure that the aniyim get as much as they can, and they shouldn't be required to separate tithes, so the halacha is that the farmer actually has to separate tithes before he gives that produce to the aniyim. So that's the first halacha. Now, before we get to the second part of the Mishnah, another brief introduction. The halachas of leket, shicha, and peah generally apply to everyone, whether you're wealthy or you're poor. So imagine there's a farmer, a field owner, who is actually quite poor and would be would be eligible to pick leket, shicha, and peah to acquire that from someone else's field. The halacha, though, is that, and we learn this from a pasuk, that person is not allowed to take leket, shicha, and peah from his own field, right? He has to still have to leave leket, shicha, and peah, but he has to allow other aniyim to take it from his field. So says the Mishnah, Shnayim shekiblus asadeh be'arisus. Imagine you have two people who acquire parts of a field be'arisus. Arisus was a type of arrangement in which someone would basically rent a part of the field and say to the owner, I will take care of the field, I'll cultivate it, I will harvest it, I'll take care of it, I will give you, right, the payment basically to the owner is that I will give you, the owner, X amount of produce, and I will take the rest for myself. So imagine you have two different aniyim who are working on a field in that arrangement. They each rented a part of the field, be'arisus. And the halacha is, by the way, that renting is enough, that being almost like a sharecropper, that is enough to be considered an owner such that they cannot collect like a shicha and peah from their own field. So the halacha is, zenosin lazeh chalko maestrani, vzenosin lazeh chalko maestrani. They can't take from their own parts of the field, they can't take like a shicha and peah from their own parts, but they can take from each other. So one can leave like a shicha and peah for the other, and vice versa. A similar case, a makabel sadeh liktor. Imagine a person is basically hired to harvest, to acquire, so to say, part of a field, but it really means it's hired to harvest the part of the field, and the person is an ani. That, again, is enough to be considered an owner of the field in that moment. Asur b'leket shicha peyo umaisar ani. That sharecropper is not allowed to take leket, shicha, and peah from that field, because again, he's considered an owner of that field. But Rabbi Yehuda, emasai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is that true? Rabbi Yehuda is going to qualify it. He says, it's only true bezman shekivel menu lemechza lishlish urevia, when it was specifically delineated that the person is going to get a half of the standing crop as payment for taking care of the field, or a third, or a quarter. But the point is, a portion of the standing crop before it was harvested. Why? Well, we'll get to that in a second. Aval im amar lo, but if he says to him, shlish mashata kotzer shalach, a third of that which you harvest is yours, right? Not a third of the standing grain, but a third of that which you already harvested, then mutar b'leket shicha and peah, he's allowed to take leket shicha and peah. Why? Because again, we know that the mitzvah of leket shicha and peah, that only sets in, the obligation sets in at the time of harvest. So if a person is given a quarter of the field or a portion of the field of unharvested grain, so then by the time he harvests it, it's already his. It belongs to him, and therefore he is not allowed to take like a shicha and peah. But if the arrangement was that a third of that which you harvest, meaning a third of that which is already harvested, becomes yours, that means it was not actually his at the time of harvest, it only becomes his later, and therefore at the time in which the mitzvah of like a shicha and peah was set in, it was not his. Therefore, he'd be allowed to collect leket, shicha, and peah from that field. But still, v'aser b'maaser ani, he's still not allowed to take the tithe that goes to the poor. In the third and sixth year, there's a tithe that specifically goes to the poor, 10% goes to the poor. And that is not from standing grain. That does not become eligible at harvest. It becomes eligible later when the other trumas and maasers, when you spread out the grain. So therefore, if the owner of the field said to him, you get a third of the already harvested grain, well, he was already the owner by the time it's chayv and meiser, so therefore he's allowed to take leken, shicha, and peah for himself, but he can't take the meiser ani for himself, because at that point, he's already an owner. Okay, I know we're going a little bit late. These are long Mishnayos, but we'll try to go quickly. Mishnah Vav. Hamocher et sadeu, a person who sells one's field of standing grain, an unharvested field. Hamocher mutter v'halokeach aser. The seller is, imagine the seller is poor. The seller is allowed to collect like a tshicha and peah because he sold the field before it was harvested. And therefore, the mitzvah of like a tshicha and peah didn't set in yet. And therefore, by the time it did set in, he was no longer the owner. And therefore, he's allowed to collect like a tshicha and peah from the field that he sold, v'halokeach asor, but the buyer is not allowed to take lekin shechet peah because again, the buyer is the one who's going to be harvesting it, and therefore he or she is the owner at the time of when it becomes eligible, and therefore they cannot collect. So again, the seller, assuming it was sold before harvest, the seller is allowed to collect lekin shechet peah from the field, and the buyer is not. Now we're going to see a series of halachos that ensure that the aniyim are protected. The baal habayit, the baal asada, the field owner, doesn't bias or at all manipulate the collection of meiser. That's very important. Of like a tshicha and peah. I'm sorry. So says the Mishnah. Lo yiskor adam esapolim al menas sheilake beno acharav. A person, a farmer, should not hire workers on condition that the worker's, let's say, son would be able to collect the leket of that field. Because then we assume it's a real benefit. We can assume that the farmer is actually can hire that worker for less money because that worker is getting the benefit that his child is able to collect the leket. And because of that, the owner is actually getting a real benefit from the leket. That's not the leket. It has to be a selfless gift. The owner can't get benefit from the gift. And that's actually manipulating a little bit because he's trying to distribute it, so to say, in a way in which the owner himself gets benefit. That's not allowed. So again, you can't say that I'm going to hire you on condition that your son will be able to collect leket because we assume then he'd be able to pay the worker less in exchange for that benefit, and therefore he is benefiting, the owner is benefiting from it. Someone who doesn't allow aniyim to harvest, he prevents them somehow. Or he allows one person to collect but doesn't allow another ani to collect. Or he specifically helps one of them. Right, he somehow gives that benefit to one ani and allows one ani to collect and before the others. Gozel asaniyim. In all those cases, the person is stealing. Very strong language, stealing from the poor. That's what it says. Do not violate the boundaries of the olim. That means those who ascend. It most likely different ways to understand this, but most likely it's a euphemism, lashon saginahor, to mean not those who ascend, but those who are poor. Do not violate the boundaries, meaning don't steal from them. Make sure that they're getting what they have coming to them, what they deserve, which is the gifts, of course, of the field. That is Mishnah Vav. We will continue tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin with the mitzvah of a shechicha.